Hello, and welcome to the Major Gifts Fundraiser Podcast. I'm Monica Van Deventer. Let me tell you a little bit about the tribe we're building here at Major Gifts Fundraiser. We're working with people like you who want to be among the very best in this field. You want to accomplish great things. You want to challenge yourself. You want to grow, and you are up for going on a journey because you know a journey is what it takes to become the very best version of yourself. You're listening to this podcast because you know that in order to be a great fundraiser, you have to spend time thinking about how you'll be a great fundraiser. You can learn more about our new online training programs at majorgiftsfundraiser.com. And without further ado, here's Clark.
Buenos dias, mis amigos. Clark Van Deventer here from Major Gifts Fundraiser. Hope that you are having a great day. All right, I'm going to jump right into it today because I have a lot that I want to get through. Four types of donor meetings. Every single donor meeting we have is one of four different types of a meeting. It's either, every single meeting, it's a discovery meeting, it's a cultivation meeting, it's a solicitation meeting, or it's a stewardship meeting. Every meeting you ever have will fall under one of these categories. What I want to do in this podcast is kind of give you a script for each one. Like, what do these meetings look like? What's the goal of each one? What are the types of questions you're going to ask in these meetings? And then what does a healthy donor pipeline look like? You want to continuously be having all of these kinds of meetings. So as you think about how to plan your way to success, you should be regularly reviewing your list of top donors and thinking about when you will see them. But you should also have a goal to always be having discovery meetings. All right. And discovery meetings are meetings where we are discovering new donors. Always have them. Always have them. Even when you think you have, like, you have a great portfolio of donors you're cultivating for Major Gifts, you still need to be out there having discovery meetings. You got to keep your funnel full. So, and early on, you're not going to have a lot of solicitation meetings. It's going to take you some time to build relationships and ask strategic questions to figure out what do I want to ask this person for. So early on in the process, you're not going to have a lot of solicitation meetings. You're going to have lots of discovery and cultivation meetings. Later, you're going to have lots of solicitation meetings and stewardship meetings, but I want you to force yourself to continue to have discovery meetings. So, all right, again, the four different types. All right, discovery, cultivation, solicitation, stewardship. First, let's define these. All right, discovery meetings. The whole point of a discovery meeting is to discover whether someone is a qualified prospect. A qualified prospect is someone who has some combination of financial capacity, cultivatable interest, and philanthropic disposition. All right, this is the do. All right, if you follow this podcast for a while, the donor evaluation worksheet, this is the metric we use to rank our prospects. So your job in that first meeting is to ask questions that allow you to determine whether you have a qualified prospect. If you go into a discovery meeting, like I'm having a meeting with someone, I don't know if they're a qualified prospect. If you leave that meeting and you still don't know whether or not they're a qualified prospect, like, what were you doing? What were you doing? This is your job in a discovery meeting. Your job in that meeting is to discover whether or not this person is a qualified prospect. So they may be a small donor. They may have given only a few gifts in response to a direct mail letter or an email solicitation. If you're meeting with someone who's never given, you would need to modify this a little bit, but this is basically what a discovery meeting looks like. So here's a typical discovery meeting. I'm going to start off with some small chit chat. Okay, of course, there's some chit chat at the front of a meeting, right? I'm in Tallahassee. When did I get there? How long am I going to be in town? This is my first time there. Oh, have you always lived in Tallahassee? Oh, you didn't. How did you get here? What line of work are you in or were you in? Tell me about your family. Okay, it's purposeful chit-chat though, right? It's not, I'm trying to get their biography a little bit. All right, then I'm like, thank you so much for your support, right? And thank you for your past giving. Or thank you for, if they've not given, they've still given you the time to meet. Thank you. Thank you for meeting with me today. Thank you. Right? We always want to have a healthy dose of gratitude and just saying those words. Thank you. Thank you for your past support. Thank you for meeting with me today. How did you first come to support the foundation? All right. So they're a previous giver. They've given, I don't know, for the past 10 years intermittently. How did you first come to support us? Why do you support us? All right, their answer to this question will begin to give you clues about how familiar they are with your work. Like, why do you support us? If they just like totally nail it, like they articulate your mission and they're like, that's why I support you. Like you're starting to understand like these people really follow us. This is also your best chance to get, okay, I know you, everyone's worried about what you're going to say in a meeting. And I'm always trying to convince my clients to be less worried about what you're saying and more worried about the questions you're asking. But this, when you're asking these questions about like, why do you support us? This is your best chance to get your talking points in. Share your mission, your vision, ask questions that elicit micro commitments and buy-in. Get them to affirm they are excited about the mission and vision. All right, so we got the chit-chat. Thank you so much for your support. How did you first come to support us? Why do you support us? And then asking them questions to get them to affirm that they are excited about the mission and vision. And then there's some other typical questions I'm going to go to in a discovery meeting, like, are there other organizations you support? Tell me about these. Have you ever visited those organizations? Have people from those organizations been out to visit you? Of all the organizations you support, where would you say we rank? How could we become more important to you? All right, these are the types of questions I'm going to ask in the discovery meeting. As I move towards the like wrapping this meeting up, and by the way, this meeting is going to last about an hour. I don't want, like, I know there's wonderful fundraisers out there who have big hearts, who love their donors, who love people, who say, I'm willing to meet with people for 3, 4, 5 hours. And look, trust me, I've had many 3, 4, 5, 8 hour donor meetings. Okay. But I talked about this in my George Stephanopoulos podcast, episode number 171. You have to have that internal clock and realize that a meeting like this has a life. And at some point you've got to have the internal clock that says this meeting is going to be wrapping up soon. And you've got to transition and say, I didn't come to ask for a gift today. I just hope you know how much we appreciate your support. Thank you so much for giving. Your support matters. Your gifts make a difference, right? Go over the top in gratitude and then close the meeting by creating an action item. Would you consider visiting us? Right? Or I'll be back in Tallahassee in the fall. Like I'll reach out a few weeks before my trip so we can arrange a time to connect again. And you've asked good questions in this meeting that have given this time a sense of purpose. You didn't just come to thank them for their support. You're asking good professional fundraising questions. Again, if you get meetings telling people that you're just coming to ask for their support, or if you get a meeting, if this is your habit, if you are getting meetings by telling people, I just want to come thank you for their support, there's no need for a second meeting. I don't need you to come a second time. So I want you to ask good questions that give the meeting a sense of purpose that really identify you as a professional fundraiser. All right, and then I want you to end that discovery meeting, assuming that you want to meet again. This is a qualified prospect that you're going to want to see next time you're in Tallahassee. You're going to create an action item. Would you consider visiting us? Or I'll be back in Tallahassee in the fall. I'll reach out to you a few weeks before my trip so we can connect again. The next meeting with them will be a cultivation meeting. All right. Now, cultivation meetings, what? So that's a discovery meeting, a cultivation meeting. Cultivation meetings are with people who you have already determined to be qualified prospects. You know they are a qualified prospect. If you have never met with them before, so it's possible you would meet with somebody who you know is a qualified prospect, even if you've not met with them before. And in that case, you would ask some of the typical discovery meeting questions as you build the relationship and establish rapport. You are, at this moment, cultivating someone toward an ask. You're not ready to make an ask yet. That's not what this meeting is. What you're trying to do in this meeting is get an understanding of what makes the donor tick. What would they be interested in supporting at a higher level? So a typical cultivation meeting is going to look something like this. I'm going to start off with purposeful chit chat. Again, they're always like, I have no wasted words in a donor meeting. Everything I say has a purpose. So there's going to be some chit chat, but it's going to be purposeful chit chat. What have you been up to and why? What events have you been at? Where have you been traveling? You're sharing with people about your new campaign. You're signing up new members for your monthly giving club. Find out what they've been up to in that purposeful chit chat. What's going on in their life? Again, I'm going to thank you for your support. Thank you for being a part of this. Your gifts make a difference. Your gifts matter. You may have heard me talk about it. It's the same format, you know, as the discovery meeting. I think about the sandwich. Have I talked about this? Have you heard me talk about this? Every donor meeting is like a sandwich with some good thank you bread. We have like thank you bread on top. We have thank you bread on the bottom. In the middle, it's the meat and cheese and lettuce and tomatoes that is strategic questions and all that kind of stuff. But you always start every meeting and end every meeting with just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being a part of this. So you've had the purposeful chit chat. You've expressed thanks and gratitude. Now you're going to ask some questions to see if they've been more closely following your organization since you last met. All right. Did you see our newsletter? Did you hear about our recent graduates? All right. And if not, you're going to enlighten them with a great story, but you are getting a sense for how closely they're following you through their answers to these questions. I then want to get you asking questions that get them articulating your mission in their words. All right. Especially if you are early in the cultivation process, you have a lot to learn in terms of how close they are to your organization. So you want to ask questions that get them articulating your mission in their words. I have a whole slew of these. Again, our number one, you may be familiar with this. Lots of these questions I'm like throwing out already in this podcast are questions that I talk about on my list of favorite strategic questions. It's our number one most requested resource, Clark's Favorite Strategic Questions. And there's lots on that list that you could go through here, but I want you to ask questions that get them articulating your mission in their words. So why is our organization so important to you? When you talk with people about our organization, what do you say? What do you think our organization stands for? If you were to summarize the principles or values our organization exemplifies, what would some of them be? Okay, then having spent some time getting the donor to articulate your mission in their words, you want to move to questions about their giving. Again, I've got a whole bunch of these on my favorite strategic questions doc, but so I'm transitioning from questions that get them to articulate our mission in their words to questions about their giving. Of all the gifts you ever given, which one has given you the most joy? Why do you give? If you were to give a gift above and beyond anything you've ever given before, what would you want to accomplish? All right, if I have them talking about another organization that they've given to at a higher level, I would say, what would it take for you to view our organization in the same light that you view fill in the blank? All right. If a donor is talking about a gift to another organization, I may just say, Well, that must have been a significant gift. That's all I say. It's not even a question. But they're talking about this gift they're obviously proud of. I can tell it was big. I just say, well, that must have been a significant gift. And more often than not, the donor will tell me the exact amount. So they're proud of their support, by the way. They want to talk about it. And you are an appropriate person to talk with this gift about. If you feel like you've established good rapport with the donor, you could follow up that like, well, that must have been a significant gift. You could follow that up with, what would it take for you to give that kind of gift to our organization? All right. So these are the types of questions you're going to ask in a cultivation meeting. As you, again, you've got that internal clock. You realize that this meeting has a life and it's about to die. Thank them for their support. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your gifts. They matter. They make a difference. Thank you for your time today. Thank you for leaning into these questions and giving me such thoughtful answers. Talk about next steps. All right. When are you going to see each other again? All right. So that's discovery and then cultivation. A solicitation meeting. This is when you're ready to ask for a gift. This is the crescendo moment. All right. Your relationship has been building. You've been going on a journey together. Okay. Now, as you get towards solicitation, there should be some drama. You want to make this meeting different than your past meetings. When I had gone on several dates with my wife, Monica, but that day we were spending together when I was going to ask her to marry me, that day felt different. There was some drama that particular day. I love to make clear to my donors that I am coming to talk with them about something special. And I love to include other people in this process. So have your president or your board chair make a phone call or send an email that says something like, hey, thanks so much for taking the time to meet with Clark today. This is an important meeting for our institution. I appreciate you giving thoughtful consideration to what Clark's going to be sharing with you today. I also want to emphasize this. A solicitation meeting, and I've coached fundraisers, and we have our Major Gifts Fundraiser point system where you get a particular number of points every month. It's one of our metrics that we use for tracking fundraiser activities. And you get a certain number of points if you ask a donor for a gift. But that's not like, I had a fundraiser one time. He was like giving himself points every time he asked someone to join their president's club or their monthly giving club or whatever. So as a fundraiser, you nonchalantly ask people for gifts all the time. You invite people to become a monthly donor. You invite people to join your president's club. You communicate how honored you'd be if they'd consider leaving your institution in their will. All right. And you make these kinds of suggestive asks all the time. A solicitation meeting is where you are asking a $1,000 donor to become a $10,000 donor. All right. Or a $10,000 donor to become a $50,000 donor. All right. And again, my definition, and I've talked more about this recently, but it's the ask that is typically between 5 times and 25 times the size of the sustaining gift that is regularly given. And notice I didn't call it an annual gift, but that's something I'm not going to get into today. So a typical solicitation meeting, in a typical solicitation meeting, I'm going to get right down to business. All right, you've been making moves, I hope you have, to indicate that this is a different kind of meeting. All right, hopefully your donor knows that you are coming to ask for a gift. There is an elephant in the room. And so just talk about it. I remember one of my favorite stories was a donor. When I came into his home, he welcomed me in. He got me a drink. We sat down in the living room and he just said, well, you want to give me your pitch now or do you want to give it later? Right? He knew I was coming to ask for a gift. Now that at that particular day, the donor gave me a great opening, but you could just say something like, you could just lean right in. I've enjoyed getting to know you so much. And from our time together, I've gotten a sense for how near and dear our organization is to your heart. Do I have your permission to ask for a gift today? Bam, man. When, like, don't you want to do that? Don't you want to live this kind of life? Don't you want to be this kind of fundraiser that you would just walk into a room after you've cultivated a donor, you've had three or four cultivation meetings, and just walk in, like, have the drama, have your board chair, have your president send that email or make that call that says, like, hey, I appreciate giving thoughtful consideration to what Clark is going to share today. And then don't you just love the idea of walking into the living room, sitting down, leaning in and saying, I've enjoyed getting to know you so much. And from our time together, I've gotten a sense for how near and dear our organization is to your heart. Do I have your permission to ask for a gift today? And the donor's going to give it. I've never had a donor not give me permission. And then I make a good pitch. And my pitch at this moment is, I would say it's 3 to 7 minutes long. And that may, 7 minutes is long. That's long. I'm just going to tell you, those are like $1 million plus gifts but 7 minutes is a long time in a meeting to go into a monologue. Like, it's hard to get people to watch a 7 minute video with sound effects. So my pitch is going to be closer to 3 minutes. And in those 3 to 7 minutes, and I probably have other podcasts that you can listen to. I think there's one, 13 tips for how to make a pitch. But this is what's happening in this 3 to 7 minutes, right? Donors give big audacious gifts to big audacious ideas. So this is a big idea. This is changing lives. This is saving lives. This is not need. Our organization has no needs. We have the solution. In this 3 to 7 minutes, I'm making eye contact. I'm not relying on printed materials. I'm not looking down at any papers. I'm just leaning in and I'm talking. I may have something. I may have a binder. I may have some materials that we may even go through together after my pitch, or I may leave it as a leave behind, but I am not relying on it during the pitch. I get through my 3 to 7 minute pitch, and then I make the ask. And to help us accomplish this important work, I'd like you to consider a gift of $100,000. And then, because it's very rare that a donor just says, sure, let me get my checkbook. There's been some sort of objection. I go through my four closing questions. Is it the cause? Is it the project? Is it the amount? Is it the timing? Again, I'm sure that I have other podcasts where I go through these four closing questions in detail. I go through my four closing questions, though, get their answers to those. I've learned so much. Like, after I ask those four closing questions, I know what the hangup is. I know. And I maybe got to go back with my team, and I've got to figure out how we're going to close the gift. But I make a plan with the donor for follow-up. Again, I close the meeting by thanking the donor. Thank you so much for your past support. Thank you for meeting with me today. Thank you for giving careful consideration to this request. Then you got to close the gift. All right. And again, that's, I'm not going to go any more on that, even though I could have a whole podcast on that topic alone. Just want to give you the fourth meeting, right? Because I'm giving you the basic script for the four different types of meetings you can have. The fourth type of meeting is a stewardship meeting. Stewardship meetings are the first meeting that take place after a donor has given a major gift, right? Or meetings that take place when someone has given all the major gifts they are capable of giving in their lifetime. So this is someone who's been invested in you for a long time. Perhaps they are now giving more. I've got one donor in particular who's in mind. Every meeting I had with her was a stewardship meeting. She had given major gifts in her lifetime. She was no longer in a position to give major gifts, but she gave sustaining gifts, and we were in her will. And so every meeting was a stewardship meeting. Now, again, this could also be the donor who gives $5,000 every year and they gave $25,000 to a special project. Now you're going to have a stewardship meeting. But these are meetings that oftentimes have some form of reporting. But more important than the report, these are celebratory meetings. All right. And stewardship is a form of cultivation. And after those first stewardship meetings, after a major gift, like you're going to have some stewardship and then you're sliding right back into cultivation. So a typical stewardship meeting, you may share, be willing to do this. I can't tell you how many times I've done this. Share how nervous you were coming to ask for the gift. All right. If it was such a big ask, if it was such a big deal, right? If it was so important to your cause, like you were probably nervous and you value the relationship and you want to make sure that you're honoring the relationship. And so let the donor behind the curtain a little bit, just share like how nervous they'll love it. Thank them for their support. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Give them an update. Here's where we're at. Shovels are in the ground. The YouTube channel was launched. Scholarships were awarded. Whatever the donor gave to, give some updates, celebrate the impact of their gift. Ask some questions to get them talking about their gift. Like you could say, what impact do you think this is going to have on our community? You may ask a question like, as you look ahead, is there something else you'd like to accomplish? Ask something simple like, are you happy you made the gift? Let them articulate their joy. And of course, thank them, celebrate them, make a big deal about it. All right, these are the four. Every meeting you have is one of these four: discovery, cultivation, solicitation, stewardship. These are the basic scripts that you're going to use. And notice how little time I spent in this podcast today going over what you're going to be saying. Your job in a donor meeting is to ask good questions and then listen. 75-25 is the rule, right? We want to be talking only 25% of the time. We want to be actively listening by asking good questions 75% of the time. All right, those are your four types of meetings that you can have. Hey, that's it. That's all I've got for you today. Questions? Did I mention a resource in this podcast that you'd like to get your hands on? I mentioned several in passing in this podcast today. So if you're looking for those, you know my email, clark@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. That's clark@majorgiftsfundraiser.com. All right, that's it. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
All right, Monica here again. If you like what you heard on this podcast, you'll love our online training programs. You can complete our online training programs at your own pace, and you can watch or listen to them from any device. And unlike that last conference you attended, the challenge questions and action steps that come with each of our modules will give you concrete things you can do today to level up as a fundraiser. You'll raise more money than ever before by developing deeper donor relationships than you ever thought possible. So head over to majorgiftsfundraiser.com to buy now. Thanks for listening.